Hey, my friends, welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. Hey, two quick topics that are going to rock your world, I think, today. I hope you guys are doing awesome. Number one is for all of you people who are struggling with having to sell something, having to sell yourself, having to sell a product. I know when we coach people to create their products, one of the biggest obstacles they have, it's not actually creating the product. It's knowing they're going to have to sell it at the end. It just makes them so uncomfortable. I've got something that is just going to flip the switch for you today. How about thinking about your product or service as that catalyst that is going to rescue your customer from a nightmare that they're going through? See, that's the reality. When you're offering advice, information products, a online course, you're offering your product, your consulting, your service, your coaching, it's really offering a benefit of helping your customer escape that living hell that is their life today. So let me start with the negative side. Let me start with what I think is probably going through your head today. When you think about creating or selling your own products, number one, you're thinking, oh, you know, I don't know enough to be valuable to my customer. I hear that all the time, right? Or it's going to take me way too long, and I really don't know if this thing is going to sell at the end of the day anyway. Have you ever thought of that? Or, you know, it's not going to be, there's so much free information out there. What do I know that I'm going to be able to charge a premium for my customers? Do I have to go and spend another year worth of research to be able to figure this out, to offer something of enough value, right? And maybe the fourth concern you might have is just, I can't sell. I'm just not an extroverted person. I don't enjoy selling. I'm not good at it. I'm not charismatic. I'm not somebody who can go out and sell a product, even if I was to go through all the trouble of creating it. Well, here's how to flip the perspective. Your customer, your marketplace, a market that you enjoy dealing with, they have problems. They have big problems. They're in despair. Just think of yourself. You know, when you're looking for a solution for a problem, whether it's on how to raise your kids or find a new job or get out of a financial jam or overcome a health challenge or simply just get to that next level of life that you want so badly, how much despair? I mean, you're living in a nightmare, right? So that's the situation that you're at, that you're dealing with your customer in. You can help them escape that nightmare. That doesn't involve selling. That involves problem solving, advice giving, and frequently asked questions, and just giving people the hope and the advice that they need to be able to move to another level in their lives. So think of it that way. And I guarantee you'll take that big load off your shoulders that you've put there in the first place. And believe me, I've done this for 20 plus years. I know that that load is artificial. There are people out there waiting, wishing, wanting, hoping that you can bring them a solution to a problem that you've already gone through. You've already lived it, right? You have experience and knowledge right now in multiple areas of your life that you probably don't even realize will help many, many other people. All you have to do is stay one step. If you know one thing more than a customer in your marketplace that hasn't gone through what you've gone through yet, then you have value. You have the ability to unlock them from a nightmare that they're living right now in their life, right? So that said, let me go on to the second topic I want to cover today is three life-changing realizations that I made. I want to share them with you weeks after I launched my very first product. Now, my very first product is going back over 20 years ago. And in fact, if I was to be totally honest, it would go back even well beyond that, because before the internet was a thing where we sold things like ebooks and online courses, I sold training programs for corporate companies where I would put together a training manual and sell a coaching or a training system over weekends for different companies. And I did that well over 30 years ago. So I've been doing this a long time. Well, here's three life-changing realizations that I made that you probably haven't thought about when I launched my personal product online over 20 years ago. And this still holds as true today as it did then, right? The real reward is not in the final outcome or goal. It's actually, it leads to so many bad decisions, right? What your real outcome is in structuring your life to be able to live in tune with whatever passion or purpose you have in your life and learn it and share that with people over time, right? So it's not so much in, I want to make a financial goal or I want to sell X number of copies, although that's important that you set those goals. The real value is in day in and day out living with your market and helping them to the next avenue. Do you see the link to the first topic, right? When the whole satisfaction piece of developing your products is not necessarily in selling your products, although I have to say that feels very good, it's in all of the ability to help them after you've sold the product and seeing how it changes their lives. The very first testimonial I got within 48 hours of selling my first product was far better than the sales that came for the next years, right? It was somebody saying that I took them from a place where they had no hope, where they had despair, where they had a problem. They've been trying to solve this problem for years, and I helped them solve it in the first half of the ebook that I delivered as my very first product. And I heard that directly from that customer, unsolicited. They emailed me and told me I changed their life. I had no idea it would be that impactful. I thought, okay, people are going to want the product. Obviously, that's why I created it. But most people I thought wouldn't even read it. Or if they did, they would maybe learn something. But I didn't realize they would take it to heart and they would apply it to their lives. And not everyone will do that, by the way. But if you get 10 to 20% of your people that buy your product even, that use it and transform their lives forever, the feeling is incredible. And that's the value. And that's what makes, you know, entrepreneurship through an online course with your own product so damn satisfying, is that you're helping, you're working, your path to success, what gets you up every single morning is exciting. It's not just the fact that maybe you sell 1,000 copies of your book by the end of the year. It's that you sold 10 last week and there's three people that you've already impacted their lives and they have more questions and you work with them day in or day out and they want more advice from you and they want coaching and they want to buy more things from you and they want your recommendation on affiliate products. All that stuff goes hand in hand with engaging with your customer. So I hope that's been helpful in helping those of you who may be struggling with the motivation or getting started with creating your own products and the selling aspect of it. Look, the last data I'll leave with you is that something in the neighborhood of 80% of people who end up to be successful entrepreneurs are introverts. They're not extroverts. And so those are people that it's their introverted mentality that allowed them to focus on what they love doing and they built a successful business. And my take on that is that that works far better than someone who comes at it from a talk perspective, from an extroverted personality point of view, because with an introverted entrepreneur, they follow the path. They don't compromise because they want to feel good about what they do every day. And they're, you know, eventually their selling and their motivation and their ability to communicate to their market comes through naturally. And that's a far more powerful sell in the long run than someone who is scripted and doesn't really fully 100% believe in their business. So hope that was useful for you today. If you want more like this, head over to hiretrustmarketing.com, subscribe over there for our weekly updates. You'll also hear about the newest podcasts we drop. We try and do two of these a week. And until next time, head over to 30dayproductprofit.com and you'll see the whole system where we help people put their passion, their purpose, we help them find it and then package that into a business that they can run. And this is all for about the price of a cup of coffee a day. How would you like to do that and turn your life around in the next 30 days? That's what you head over to 30dayproductprofit.com. Otherwise, we'll catch you on the next podcast. Thanks for joining. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.